Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Shut up, Rami. Rami was under, bro. Rami blew zero.
Rami was tired.
There was nothing. He was just tired.
Rami has passed the drug test.
Rami has passed the drug test.
Because Hainsey's been sending shots. We're coming to the riff. He also said...
The rest cleary. He also said something else, but we're not going to repeat it. He's the Silvio Dante.
100%. So
you don't know what it means. Boys. What it means to be number one.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of League Lads. I'm R. Flaxy with my two beautiful hosts, Fred and Sui. Before we move on to them, though, I just want to say what a great weekend it was. Panthers won, Swannies won, Detroit Lions won. I had a great weekend. Boys, how was your weekend? So I didn't watch the Dogs game. How was your weekend?
I don't know. We didn't play because you want to start. Listen, Flaxy said to me.
The Dogs won in the sense that the wine games are sweat and force.
Yeah, well, listen, Flaxy,
listen, man, how did your Clippers go again?
They traded. Poor George.
How many first rounders? How many first rounders did you give up for poor George?
Do you remember?
New season, bro.
The 21st night.
You wanted to cook.
Do you remember when you got cooked, 21?
Oh, right, listen.
First round picks for SGA and SGA to the.
Oh, right, listen, Freddie. How would Expressions roast the Clippers for him right now?
Bro, you don't even need
Paul
to.
Poor George, blood. We need Expressions.
Tissue
roast.
Paper, blood.
Boys and girls, welcome back to another episode.
I should
episode.
Have that shot, blood.
Welcome back to another episode of League Lads. Proudly sponsored by Char Chicken. If you haven't had your Zhej with the proper tomb, that's going to get. Hair on your chest. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go hit up the boys. Shout out to Chad and all their lovely team. I'm with Freddie. I'm with Flaxia. Of course, we've already been introduced. But boys, finals footy is here. I've been looking forward to this episode. Even though I didn't watch much footy this week. I attended the 3-day wedding, by the way. Right? And I'm so exhausted from weddings. But I did get to see some highlights. I got to see some of your stuff, of course. Freddie's the highlight central. But bro, I'm excited for finals footy.
I was slacking on the highlights this week, bro.
But this week was like, I didn't really watch. I watched a bit of the Bulldogs game. I knew we were going to lose.
Right.
Fielding a team like that, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the finals footy is here. And I am so excited because obviously this is the best of the best. This is quality versus quality. This is maybe one or two teams will fade out in this phase. But I think all games are going to be so good. I think all the teams are up for it. Injuries, no injuries, whatever it is. Players returning like Cleary. Bulldogs getting some players back. I think it's going to be so good. I'm so excited. And just quickly, before we get into all the teams, we're going to speak about the Bulldogs getting belted by Manly. And we're going to preview the Bulldogs, Cowboys. And then we're going to preview the Bulldogs Manly game. But NRL Bulldogs media team, this is for you. You uploaded that video. I don't know what time it was yesterday, maybe 5, 6, 7, whatever time it is. But I can tell you 4 minutes after that, I wanted to run, or whatever, it was 2, 3 minutes. I wanted to run straight through a slab. I wanted to run through the brick wall. Because that was an edit that brought tears to my eyes, a lot of passionate Bulldogs fans' eyes, goosebumps down everywhere you can think of. Just an unbelievable video. And yeah, this is us now. This is what we're going to do. We're going to build on this. And I know a lot of Bulldogs fans were out there this week complaining. And even a lot of my friends like, "Wow, bro, we're going to get knocked out round one." Stop. Pause. Be grateful for where we are. We never ever said, we said this with Winston. Look at us. You can never believe where we are. You know what I mean?
I'm now, just happy Flaxi, to be here, bro.
If it's Flaxi's team, I get it because he's tasted success. And to go down, like to lose 2 games in a row, how we've lost, conceded, we've never conceded like that all year. For that to happen, it's a bit worrying. It'll be like, mentality. But just for us as Bulldogs fans, I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very interested to see what we do. And I trust in this team and I trust in what we've built all year. I don't think you can throw it away in 2 games or whatever it is. And if we do lose, like I told Max King, like you've said it before, as I'm happy. The progress is like unbelievable.
So, ahead of schedule, bro.
Ahead of schedule. Shout out to the Bulldogs media team because all I wanted to run through with 15 brick walls, I wanted to go to the job site.
That was such a mad video, bro.
Because that was goosebumps.
And
that
the critter narration, bro. I was G'd up.
Oh, yeah. That gets you going because that's what you wake up and you want to watch. If you're having a shit day, watch the
I know.
And you'll just run through brick walls. But boys, first things first, the Bulldogs lost to Manly. Cowboys. Sorry, I kept reading the finals agenda. The Bulldogs lost to the Cowboys. A lot of players were rested. A lot of players were suspended or stood down by the NRL for HIAs. Matty Burton, Bronson Jerry, Josh Adakar, who we'll speak about in a bit in depth a bit later. And we had Sua and Eli Clark come in. For me, even Skelton was a late change on the day.
Yeah.
They pulled him out, which he would have been good for us.
I don't think he was injured or nothing. And I think if Serrato wanted to put the best lineup on, he would have put him on. But I think it was such a good opportunity to debut some two young kids that could potentially have a crack next year because of, you know, Skelton leaving. Wilson apparently on the outer. Now, you know, the Adokar situation, you never know what can happen. These kids might have to play next year, and it's great that they got their first game out of the way. Now, they did get a bit bullied. They did hold their own, but they were getting hammered.
Down that side, man.
Hammered. And they were both on the same side, and I just felt like that was like, you know, that was a bit... Like, it was...
It was a bit
like,
planned, yeah?
Like, it's like...
To put
like,
both of them on the edge.
You go, bro. Like, now the other team is like, okay, this is an easy decision. Go to Critter. But they did spam Critter side a lot. Sexton really struggled defensively. He and Mnuki was bro.
Yeah. I didn't really watch the game properly, so I... It's the edit for effing now.
That's true. At least they're all close together.
Yeah.
It's like... give me a button, man. No. him and Dieden were doing really well, but then whenever they went right, they scored because they got two kids plus Drew Hutchison. A lot of people were blaming Kikau. It's not his fault, in my opinion. When you're in the halves and when you're in the back row, you're heavily reliant on the guy outside of you and the guy inside of you. The guy inside of Kikau was, you know,
Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the outside is the kid on debut.
He's a kid, bro. Yeah. And they got kid outside him as a kid. It's going to be very hard to win. And I love to describe Matt Burton in this team. Matt Burton is the engine, bro. If you take the engine out of a car, you have a rolling shell.
You're not going nowhere.
You can have a mad rolling shell cars, but the rolling shell's going 10 k's an hour if you push it down a hill. All right? Because, you know what I mean? Skyline super rolling shells, they still go for a lot. But the day cars, they don't work. And without Matt Burton, we've won one game since he joined. And the game against Newcastle. One game we've won.
Without him. Which is a crazy stat.
He's the engine in the car, bro. And he's a V12. No. This guy is a 2JZ, all right, twin turbo machine. He's a 4G63, all right, roll racing, absolute 1,500 horsepower machine. All right, and when we don't have him, we are a completely different team.
We can't get out of our end.
He's the one that makes up for the lackluster forwards in terms of go forward. They have heart, but they're low, they're small. They're a small pack.
It's different when you're versing a big pack. You're going to get bullied, like, no matter what.
And we still get bullied, but at the end of the day...
And it was very disjointed. It was very open for them. Like, after a certain point of the game, they just pounced on us.
I'm telling you, I reckon that was probably the third... worst, like, bullying. Like, we've had two more performances. We got bullied even more than this season. The Roosters, the second Roosters game, and the Shark, the one, honestly, probably both Sharks games. They pumped us in the middle. Pumped us. But we still managed to win one of them because of Matt Burden's kicking. Because at the end of the day, when they have a good defensive set and they're putting in so much effort to have a good defensive set and keep us inside our 20, 30 meter line and it all goes to waste, all that energy gets spent. That momentum goes away when Matt Burton kicks the ball from the 20-meter line to the 15-meter line.
It's a different story when you're turning the possession over. You're turning momentum over. When Will Kennedy, like when you're kicking to a fullback and they have to come back and go and then come back and go, come back and go. That's what we work off. We work off that momentum, bro. So, but I didn't even, like, it didn't bother me that we lost. The only factor was the defense. Now, I don't know, like we said, is this Ciro's mastermind where he told Kick out and is it the boys? Just let it, you know. No.
He's not telling them let them score points. 100%, but,
nah, of course.
But he's giving them plenty of things that if they do get belted, they can turn around and say, brother, we didn't have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Plenty of reasons.
Yeah, and now that G's them up before the final. Sometimes you need to wake up. All right, and at the end of the day, that we're going to get a lot of players back. We just came off two big losses. We're going to have a packed out A court, and it's going to be a lot of fun to play there. And they're going to be G'd up because I think So Raldo knows. I just have a feeling this team plays better when they're the underdog.
Yeah, 100%.
And he's creating that underdog thing. I reckon we won't even be favourites this week, even though we're at home.
I think we are favourites.
Because we're at home only.
$1.80 to $2, I think. So one of the boys just...
It was $1.90 when it opened, and then you guys went down to $1.80.
Yeah, because Shabab are putting money on it.
Yeah, 100%. No, but like, look, let's get into the Bulldogs Manly game that's going to happen.
The Cowboys played very well, by the way.
The Cowboys were unbelievable. The Cowboys were playing like a team that... is ready for the finals, so I got to put my hand up and say my bad because I did call them frauds this season.
Yeah, we all look did, where they are. Honest.
But look where Newcastle is as well. Adam O'Brien almost got sacked a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's playing finals now because of KP. We'll speak about him, but for me, this game is going to be very, very important. It won't define our season. Of course, it will because you stop playing footy if you lose. But for me, it's very important to see how they challenge in the finals.
Yeah, this is the cherry on top. If we play good here.
It's a long way for a lot of teams, bro. Of course, not Penrith and Melbourne because they're unbelievably better. But just to be in that sort of world, that realm, that finals footy, getting all the boys around, that Max King, Jacob Kiraz, all these players that haven't really played finals footy, for them to experience this and to look at that crowd on Sunday and realize, bro, like they already know how much they get backed, 100%. They say it in every interview, like the fans were unbelievable. But I think when it comes to like, bro, I opened tickets today to buy tickets, and the tickets opened at 10 a.m. for members, right? Members, right? There was 8,000 people before me. I literally logged in at 10:01, like 1 minute. There was 8,000 people. So you can only imagine how much fans are going to turn out for this game, and they've waited so long for this, guys. It's been 8 long years. And
I was gonna say, I would almost be surprised that you guys knew what to do. You know, 8 long years, you know, September, you guys didn't know what happened.
It's different. And listen, if the Bulldogs go out there and get blown away, I'm not surprised because you're still a very inexperienced side.
And Manly's a great team.
And Manly's a great... Manly has one of the best halfbacks of our generation, bro, Daly Cherry Evans. As long as... many people don't want to agree with that, but it's... he's unbelievable, bro. Like, that game against us, that 40-20 he did, I still remember it, bro. When I was at the stadium and he kicked it, and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, this guy torments me as Queenslander. Every time, it's just this guy. I don't fear Tommy, right? I of course I do, but it's that DCE guy that kills me, bro. And their forward pack's amazing and everything, but you take DCE out, it's a big problem for them. So, yeah, but I think it's going to be a good game, good experience for the Bulldogs, good challenge for them to see where they're going to end up in the next couple of years.
Shout out to Luke Brooks, by the way.
Bro, he's been phenomenal, wallah.
No. This is his first finals game, bro.
In his life.
He's played 200-something games.
But I think
he's
I think he's been very good this season.
He's been
mad this year. He's been good for them. I think perfect partner for DCE.
Yeah.
But bro, for you to go from getting awarded a barbecue for your loyal services at the West Tigers, Wooden Spooners, to playing in a final series with DCE, Tommy Turbo, Jake Trbojevic, Alakwatu, all these gun players. I mean, you got to congratulate him, bro. He deserves it, wallah. He's copped a lot of stick in his life.
I know.
I'm so glad for him, bro.
He
never deserved to be the number one. I think he deserves to be the number two. And
he's the Silvio.
He's enjoying it, bro.
He's the Silvio Dante, bro.
100%. So
you don't know what it means. Boys. It means to be number one.
But I miss that show so much. Flaxi, I want you to give your opinion on the Bulldogs and Manly game. What do you think happens? We're going to preview all the games now. We're going to go through all the games. But we'll start off with the Bulldogs and Manly game.
Dogs, Manly. I reckon that's the toughest game of all of them, you know. You guys versed a few weeks ago. You guys lost, I believe. Mm.
Lost by a lot as well.
Yeah.
It was 12, but it was a lot more than 12.
Yeah. I think it's the toughest game of the finals. I think it's the game that everyone's going to be watching because the loser of Panthers Roosters versus the winner of that game. So it's at Acor and the crowd's going to be very Bulldogs heavy, which is obviously a big, you know, up for the Dogs. So there won't be a blowout. I'll be very, very surprised if there's a blowout. But I think because of the Dogs' home ground advantage, I think you guys just get over.
I think if we lose, it will be a blowout. But if we win, it will be close. Yeah. And that doesn't really make sense. But the way they play is like they can just put on points. But the thing is, in my opinion, they had their best game against the Dogs.
I think that was the best game all season.
I think they played better than against... Like, they've been in some top 10s. Like, they beat you guys.
Yeah.
And I honestly think they were better against us than they were against you. They literally completed at, like, 90, 95%. They're firing at all cylinders, and they're a really good team, man. I'm not going to be ashamed if I lose to them. I think they're a good team. I'm surprised that we're even really above them. Not many people had Like, they're a better team on paper and in...
Manly's team at the start of the season, we were calling top four easy. Yeah. Like, they were... And then they were playing very some good footy. So...
Well, I did say to
it
you...
It is a season of 27 rounds.
At the beginning of the... Or at, not the beginning, a few weeks ago, like, would you be upset or do you think it's a disappointing season, you know, for you guys? So I think it's more... You know, it's the ball's not in your hands. It's more in Manly's to, like, not mess it up.
Yeah, like, the pressure's on them, I reckon. The only reason the pressure would be on us is because...
They got some experience.
Of all the noise we made as fans and the media was making noise because we were playing so good. And it's the fact that we're at home. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, I think if we lose, we won't be that disappointed because we're exceeding expectations, in my opinion. But if Manly lose, then it's going to be... If Manly lose in the first round, then it's going to be a bit of a disappointment because they did spend big. They did re-sign a lot of these players. And I feel like the expectation for them is to go past the Bulldogs here. They've got a very finals experienced team. They've got Daly Cherry Evans and Tommy Turbo and Gerbo. They got rep players everywhere, bro. And if they don't make it past the Dogs in the first round, I'm going to be absolutely... If we win, I'm going to be absolutely stoked because I think that's a...
It's a big,
a message
saying, it's
to
a
everyone.
Big confidence booster to beat Tommy, Jake, DCE, Brooks. Oh, I know he doesn't play finals, but to beat that team in finals, bro, it's different. People don't understand. People say like, oh yeah, we finished this. But when it comes to finals, cause Wallah, it's different. Like Brisbane Penrith is the biggest example. Brisbane, Ezra Mann was Kylian Mbappe. He had a hat trick in a final. And then they haven't played finals ever, that team. When did they ever play finals?
Yeah.
The only one that played finals was Reynolds, but or probably a few other players, but Nathan Cleary wakes up. Fisher Harris, Leota, Crichton, To'o. Like, these players, that's why I always say, if we beat Manly this week, which, I'm going to tip the Bulldogs. I'm going to say the Bulldogs win because I'm a Bulldogs fan and I really, really believe that the crowd's going to get them over the line. But if we do beat them, it's a big shock for me. And at the same time, it's a bit like, I think everyone has to be careful. And I don't say that in cockiness. I just feel like if you give this young team that confidence, I don't know what could happen. It could be very damaging. Imagine Penrith, we play Penrith, and Penrith struggled to score for 50 minutes. Or
you say imagine, but the only time you're going to be playing us is in the grand final.
No, but
have you rest Cleary this week?
No, but what?
You beat him without him before.
No, but listen, I'm just saying hypothetical, like Penrith have won all these years, right? The mentality might drop a bit, but the Bulldogs' confidence might be there. I'm not saying this is going to happen at all.
I mean, we've lost all year. You lost by 6 points.
Yeah, and if you struggle in a final...
Hutchison.
Yeah.
Away.
But yeah, my point is, like, if you struggle against us, it's like the underdog factor. It's different. Then I don't know what world you go into, bro. So yeah, I'm very, very excited for that. Freddie, what do you think?
I don't
we
show
win?
Up to the next week's podcast.
We get the jersey to do the editing. Hey, Varon. Freddie, talk to me.
I don't know, man. I'm so nervous because it just... My... Every... thing in my brain is saying Man is going to win this game.
Off the top of your head, give me a prediction, bro.
They got the recipe to beat us, bro. They got great forward pack. They're still pretty mobile. They got a lot of tough players. They got flair everywhere. They got experienced seven. Like, they got a six that's going to be hungry to play finals.
They're perfect for
finals. They're a better team, man. They're just a better team than us. But my heart and just this 2024 thing, bro. like... Fuck, it might be real.
Bro, if it's real,
Winston's going to
get a statue.
You know that,
yeah? Winston's getting a statue.
Listen, at the end of the day, man, everybody's expecting us to lose this game.
Of course.
Just like nobody expected us to actually win the comp this year because And now, we might... If we sneak and win, then we're probably going to verse a demolished, like, Roosters team. All right? And although I think we'll absolutely lose to them full strength.
100%.
You can only beat who's in front of you, right?
Of course.
And then them versus Melbourne in Melbourne. Do you know who the team that has the best record in Melbourne?
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. And we versed them there earlier in the year. And even Craig Bellamy said we were the better team.
So what's...
We had Drew Hutchison.
I need your two predictions.
And then we versed them in the finals.
and then we beat them for revenge for 2012.
Nathan Cleary's probably going to be injured.
You reckon someone should just get a nine and just tap...
This Mary Fowler. What if Mary Fowler...
Give me your prediction
name?
If for... Both ways. Let's be real.
I'm gonna go Manly 1-12, bro.
Like, okay, you wanna give me a score?
Manly 20. I'll go 24-21.
Okay,
24-20.
Okay, what's the Bulldogs win score
prediction? Oh no, you know what? If we lose, it will be like 34-16 to Manly. If we win, will be Dogs 16-10.
Something like that. Yeah. Tight game. All right. Well, I'm going to go for my predictions. I think the Bulldogs win by 2 points. Right? And it's going to be just a, it's going to be a crazy game. I'm going to go 16-14. And then I think if Manly win, I think it is a bit more of a bigger score. I think it's 28-20.
Can Critter please kick in this game?
Yeah, he's been good.
Because he kicked one goal last week and I was like, whoa, 79%.
Oh, my own.
I didn't think he kicked that many goals and he kicked pretty damn well. And he boys. Kicked that right down the sticks, bro.
Shout out to Critter, shout out to Birdo, shout out to Winston hanging out with them both.
Listen, Walla boys, whatever. I don't know if any of them are watching this, but whatever happens, bro, we love this team. We'll never forget this team, bro. They've got us a lot of happy moments.
The streets won't forget.
A lot of yous won't understand, bro. We've been down in the dumps for a long time and... We don't even care if we lose finals, cause we've been so the last 5 years that it's so good to.
It's refreshing, man. Well, that's refreshing.
It's so good to actually be here, and I was like, "Come on, Sharks, please! I just want a home final." Walla, thank you so much to the Sharks players.
Let's get into the Sharks, right?
What a bunch of legends, bro. I'm going, like, listen, man. I'm going for yous and Manly if we lose.
Listen, let's get into Melbourne and Sharks because I think that's the first game of the week, right?
Sharks. We skipped
the queue of the Bulldogs game, but. Sharks, Melbourne Sharks at Melbourne. Big game, big test for both teams. These games are always very tight, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. In the past couple of years, when it comes to finals, I just remember Cameron Smith and Gallen having dramas
Sharks
with each other.
Sharks actually won the last matchup, but the ref was terrible.
Bad referee.
I think they won the past two, haven't
yeah, they?
Didn't the Sharks beat Melbourne in the grand final?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, and that's
for Fofoira. One of the best, maybe the best grand final try ever, considering the context.
That was unbelievable.
When I saw that, I'm like, that's the best try I've ever seen.
He's someone that doesn't get talked about anymore, bro.
He was the best prop of this generation.
He's
unbelievable. I'm gonna be straight with you, bro.
Unbelievable guy.
For a whole decade, in my opinion, if I had to pick anybody, he's from 2010 to the end to 2020, bro. That whole decade, I think Andrew Fofoira was probably the best prop in the game.
He was unbelievable. Fofoira.
And this is a guy that, you know, signed for us, and you know, I had every reason to hate this guy, and yeah. I wasn't even mad when that happened, bro.
Yeah, I didn't. I was
because
like,
listen, man, like, what a player, bro. I don't know why I wasn't even mad. I think I was like, man, that's a lot of money for a prop.
It's all right, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'll let you go, and then he does that next year, right? Yeah, he deserves it, man. What a player, but man,
nah, listen, Manly and the Sharks, Freddie, talk to me. What do you think's gonna happen? Give me your predictions.
Man, these are the games that I look at Melbourne and I look at the forward pack and I'm like, this is where I've been saying all year, when I put yous at ninth, but there's a alternate universe where all the games that they just scraped by, they lose them all and they finish out of the eight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is a shout out to Jerome Hughes, and I think
Wow, what a player.
I think in the finals, your star players are the ones that get you home. And the best player on the field, best two players on the field get you home. And I think the two best players on the field play for the Melbourne Storm. I think Pappenhausen, I think...
Is he back? He's back, Pappenhausen?
No, he's back. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And Jerome Hughes, I think they're gonna do some damage, man. I think I'm going to pick them. But my football brain and everything that I know about rugby league tells me forward pack, most important thing in finals. And... this Sharks forward pack is a lot better than the Melbourne forward pack, I'll be honest with you. But the Melbourne forward pack just gets the job done. Like the Bulldogs. I don't understand how.
But they get it done.
Like how they're this good, but they just get the job done in the big games. Now, they really did struggle with the forward pack last time around, but the referee was also really bad. I think they had a fair ref. I think the Storm win this one, yeah.
You think Nick Hines will be able to control, like, to take control of this game, or it's going to be kind of hard for him?
This is
a big game.
This is not Nico's game to take control of, bro. This is Braden's game to take control of. That's straight. I'm just being straight with you. I think this is Braden Trindle's.
You think the eyes are off Nico now?
No, the eyes are always going to be on Nico, but I don't think Nico's going to be running the show per se. I think Nico's going to be looking to get his team to score some points, and I think he's going to be trying his best on defense, and I think it's going to be on him to get his team points, but it's going to be on Trindle and the forward pack to get into a position for Nico Hines to get points.
Yeah.
Dacre put on points in a half in an absolute blink of an eye. Sharks are
scoring machines, bro.
Britton Nicaro, Jesse Rain, and the thing is, man, and the reason why I'm a bit worried about Melbourne. A lot of people think they're going to win the comp. I see that they just get it done anyway. But Nick Meaney is a target for any attack. That's just my. He's a glaring weak point in the Melbourne defense, bro. And that when you have big centers like Cronulla do, like Ito and Ramian, bro, like
Ito's been unbelievable this year,
dude.
Too.
Like they're gonna be running at this guy, man.
Yeah, they're gonna target him, bro, and that's gonna. I think that's what they're gonna look at.
Team, man, they got a really big team. The Sharks,
especially that bench, bro. That bench
and that bench. Melbourne's, but the thing is, it's just Tyron Wishart. He's insane.
Yeah, he's in like
and
this.
And Atkinson is insane. It's so hard to pick a winner in this
What's
game.
What's that Asian guy's name in basketball that had like that crazy season?
Oh, Lin.
Jeremy Lin, bro. Linsanity, bro. What there a name.
That's what I wish I had to do this year,
bro. Wishart's Linsanity, man. But the thing is like if something happens to like and you have to throw someone on, the both teams have solid utilities, man. Yeah. And look, we haven't seen the lineup yet because it's Monday, but it's so hard to pick this game, but I'm just going to go with the experience and where the best player. It's so tight.
Tell me your score prediction.
I'm going to go Melbourne 22 to Sharks 18. Taxi. I think it's going to be Melbourne by like four.
Taxi. Yeah, this is
a tough game.
I like
it's
that
a
prediction.
Tough game. I think because Melbourne have it at home, it's hard to not back down a home crowd advantage. 100%. But with Melbourne, or with Sharks as well, they've beaten them twice this year.
Yeah, so
they beat them at Magic. Well, no, they beat Roosters at Magic Round. They beat them the week before, and then they beat them at home, and then there was the dodgy ref.
This could play in...
This could go either way, but finals experience, you've got to give it to Melbourne.
This could play in the hands of Melbourne when they say, like, oh, you beat us twice, and then, like, boom, like Penrith
used to do
the power.
Yeah, like Penrith used to do the power.
What do you think?
Like nobody's really harping on about the Sharks owning them, you know, but it's the fact that they just match up
they know what to do.
They match up so well into them. And they're a finals team, bro, on paper. Like, in terms of how big their wingers are, how big their backs are, how big their forward pack is. They have a good six. They have a good seven. They got, they got a great hooker, man. Brayley's a gun.
But they have a good team.
But I think it's the hookers for each team are going to be the
Harry
ones.
Harry Grant and Brayley.
They're going to be the ones that break the game open. Whichever one steps up the most. Because Brayley had an absolute blinder against them last time from memory. And it's going to be on them and it's going to be on the sevens, man.
What do you think? Do you think I see an upset in this, bro. I see Sharks nicking it. I don't know
I think they can.
Honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised
I think everyone's going to look at this week and focus on the Bulldogs and Manly game. They're going to say Penrith's going to beat Roosters. They're going to say Cowboys are going to dust Newcastle. But I think this is the game that they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, nah, Melbourne experience. And I think Cronulla will probably just get it done off that, especially beating them twice this year. It might be a good one.
I don't think there's going to be a big score in this game at all. Yeah. I think it's
under 20.
I think 14 to 12.
Full-time? Melbourne win?
Full-time Melbourne win. And that could be off a two-point field goal.
Or anything.
From who?
Just the early from 2 Melbourne, points. I think.
Yeah, but from who on Melbourne's going to kick a two-point field goal?
Jerome Hughes, bro. He's going to just turn into a freaking Dalian.
Does he have a good field goal on him?
Boys, let's speak about your team, bro. Because Hainsey's been sending shots. We're coming to the riff. He also said,
The rest Cleary. He also said something else, but we're not going to repeat.
You'll be able to see it on the caption here.
You know what?
Before we get into this, I want to give Bear KR Sports a shout out, Walla. Because he posted a photo, and I just remember the Hensie and I remember the content world. He shared a photo that he went visited every single game. And listen, me and Bear KR and yourself, and you probably have had a lot of back and forth with him in the DMs.
What a fan, cuz.
What a fan, bro. Honestly, I give you a lot of respect, my brother. And I love how you support our show and you watch our show. So I know you're going to see this. I don't have to tag you in it. But just your efforts, bro, in a Titans team that was very underwhelming this year, I respect it. And voila, if we had more of you, the game will be a different, will be in a different world, bro. So shout out to BKR Sports, someone who's very passionate. And that's my say on BK.
I love Blaze, bro. What an absolute legend, man.
Well, we clash with Manchester City and Liverpool, and we clash, but he's just a legend for
me. We always have good arguments, debates.
Healthy debates. There's nothing wrong with it.
And the best thing about BK Sport is you'll never win. The argument will never end. He will never concede.
The fact sheets come out and everything.
He will never concede.
Never.
All right? Never. He will never. He's his way or the highway, and I'm the same.
And so I love it.
That's why
so we both end up on the highway.
We just have to agree to disagree every single time. But I love him. He's the. And you're right. If there were more fans like him, the game would be so much better.
100%.
And it's not like he goes to the game and just watches. He goes to the game and he bangs the drum and he screams full mouth. As wide open as our mouth can possibly be.
Interviews after as well, bro.
Interviews. Like, he's pumping grinding. Content. He's
doing his thing.
He's been doing it for nearly a decade, bro.
I respect his hustle,
maybe
bro.
Even more than a decade. Yeah.
If I can give one person props for... Look, I mean, I've been to every game except one this year. It would be him because...
Yeah, when I...
Yeah, but one. But one. He went to everyone.
Yeah, I know. Next year, plan to go to all of them.
Tell me about your team. Tell me about Penrith and what you think's going to happen.
Look.
You think Nathan Cleary plays?
So, I've been harping on for the past few weeks. I've been saying, look, Panthers need to rest Cleary. It's a non-elimination game. If we can keep him fit for one extra week, it's good. It's great. And then someone said to me, they were like, oh, play him for 40 minutes. Get him in the fitness for the next few weeks. And I was like, oh, that might be a good plan. So I think we do start him or we bring him in 20 minutes on or whatever we do, but we bring him in. And if we're doing well enough where we can take him off, we take him off straight away.
You can tell which one's the Clippers fan here, right? Brother, you rest players so that they're ready for finals. Finals are not where you rest players. Finals are where you play them no matter what percentage they're at. If they can walk, if they can breathe, talk. But you know when you're sick? You know when you're sick as a kid? And do you need to go to the hospital? No, you're going to school. That's what my mum used to say and my dad used to say.
Yeah, if you're
when it comes to finals, if you don't need to go to the hospital, you're fucking playing football, bro.
Yeah, well, look, listen, I think that what he's saying is a smarter thing because you get to get him in after.
Yeah.
When he's put him in you throw him in a game where he hasn't played in 5 weeks and it's a must win if they lose.
That's very true as well. But I like what he's saying.
And the way that they've been going the last few weeks, they could genuinely lose to this Roosters team that are missing four players. All big players.
Yeah, you just haven't been the best.
Yeah, look, they have a...
If you guys were playing well, yeah, but you're not playing well. You're literally just scraping by against every team that you've versed. Yeah, whether it's Souths, whether it's the Titans at home, you're scraping by. Your attack is suffering, bro.
Yeah. Oh, attack has been... I mean, what?
It's been bad.
Three intercept passes in 3 weeks. Like,
Yeah, and Schneider is not playing well, bro.
I prefer him over Jack Cole, though. In my opinion.
Yeah, but the thing is, anyone you put there is not playing well right now.
Yeah.
You might as well throw Dane Laurie back in.
I mean, he's a bit rusty and Nathan Cleary will come back and save you as he always does. And not that I think he's a shit that he's need saving, but right now that's probably where he's at. And it's not really working how he's wanted
and look,
to work.
If you need a hero. Ever since the Melbourne game, like, we actually haven't been full strength. We didn't have Mitch Kenny for 1 week. We didn't have Liam Martin for another week. Sorensen had been out.
Is everyone back this week? Obviously, if Cleary plays,
I think if Cleary comes back, I think everyone's back.
Give me your predictions. Aim shots at Hainsey.
Look, I'll do one with Cleary and without Cleary. Right. With Cleary, I think it's 13+. I think Panthers dominate because
Wake everyone up. They wake everyone up with his performance.
Well, with the stats, random stats guy, shout out to you. I think the past like 7 times he's come back off injury, he hasn't lost the first game back. So
and they're also Roosters are also one win, 19 losses
against
Melbourne and Penrith. Against
Tigers
Melbourne
have
Penrith.
A better record than that. So
against just Penrith.
Yeah. The chook pen, man.
So yeah, with Cleary, I think we win. I think we're fine. Without Cleary, it does bring in that sort of crookedness with form we have had. But I still think we get by. I think it will just be a closer game.
Yeah. So score prediction quickly.
Score prediction with Cleary.
You can have one later. It's fine. Yeah. But like just now. What's your prediction?
With Cleary, I think it would be like 28-16. Without Cleary, 18-12.
Well, with Cleary, I'm going like, I'm in the range of like 40-8.
40-8
40-10. Yeah. Dude, look, the Roosters are massively, massively undermanned right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You're playing them. They're playing you at away. And their points, which comes from Sam Walker in all of the tough games, that's all gone now. And I think genuinely that your attack will be firing if Nathan Cleary plays. Well, and I think
that's been our problem. Our defense, in my opinion,
It's still been good.
And if we put the defense pressure on Sandon Smith, I feel like he'll crack. in finals, like, he'll crack, in my opinion.
You guys are a different beast in finals, and so are they, but not against yous. And I think I'm genuinely thinking with Cleary, it's going to be like a big scoreline. And that's and I feel bad for saying that because I know it would be a lot closer if Roosters were at full strength. But at the end of the day, the reality of the situation is they're not. If they are, if you don't have Cleary, I'm looking at the range of like 16 to 8. I think your defense will still hold strong, but the attack, like I think your defense, regardless of whether Nathan's there or not, is going to be pretty good. It's just Tungo.
Yeah.
Tungo and Taruva, like they're the weak links.
I think he had the worst game.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
A very bad game against the Titans. But
he was his first game back in a long time, right?
So, boys, what was your prediction?
With Cleary, 40-8. Without Cleary, 16-8.
Both I'm going to go games. With Cleary, 30-12. Without Cleary, I'm going to go... The way they're playing now, Penrith, I'll probably go 18-12. Yeah, Roosters way.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think
I believe in the Roosters.
Because bro, I tell you one thing, right? I know they're depleted and I know whatever. But I just see them have points in them. Like Teddy, Kiri, Dom Young's coming back now. He might score our own try, we don't even know. Right? But I just feel like they love being, and like Fred said last week, they love being in this position where we're resting. We have a lot of players that are injured with the underdogs bang. So that's my take on it. And boys, last game before we get into the week that was Cowboys Newcastle. Please, Newcastle win, Wallah. Just for the vibes. Wallah for Dan.
Wallah,
for the vibes.
I'm gonna be I'm being serious. I think it's gonna be the Knights.
Really? Like honestly.
Yeah, like genuinely. No clickbait, genuinely. I just have, you know, when you have a feeling, it's like I don't think they're a better team than the Cowboys at all. But they're without a doubt a tougher team with Mongrel, and they've actually defended really well. Honestly,
bro,
since the game, Panthers
that,
game,
bro, that game on the weekend, their defense was unbelievable, bro.
Since the Panthers game, bro,
they've been good.
They've actually been a good team, and I genuinely think that they will cause an upset here because I don't think that the Cowboys forwards are going to be able to hold Newcastle. In terms of toughness, in terms of yardage,
Ponga, you reckon Ponga can get him?
I think the best player in I think Dearden and Ponga are a level above everybody else playing in this
100%,
game. 100%. But I think Ponga is going to be in a much better position to succeed just because of his forward pack. And I think they're going to really do some damage. And I think after last year, Newcastle, I think it just. When they're on a good run, it's really hard to derail them.
It's really hard to derail them.
I just have a feeling, man. I'm not saying that the Knights are better. I think the Cowboys are a way better team.
I think
it's going to be this is going to be a slog, if this is going to be an arm wrestle, I'm picking Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I think they know how to knuckle down for this sort of stuff. Had a bit of experience last year in doing so. And
shout out to them, bro.
And I think that game or two that they played one game against the Warriors last year. And that's going to be the game that they got experience from. They learned their lesson and they're going to bring that into that game this year. Whereas the Cowboys, they missed the 8 last year, right? From memory?
They were the frauds, bro.
Score
predictions?
I'm going to go Newcastle. Shout out to Dan. Newcastle 1-12.
Flaxi.
Look, I've been saying Cowboys have been frauds all year. I'm not gonna back down now.
Lock it in.
I'm sorry, Donnie, man. I'm sorry, Donnie. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, the boys.
I think Cowboys get it done 13+. To be honest, that's just my take. If Newcastle was playing at home, I will literally tell you. I don't know, man. We might have a different conversation.
I know, man.
But they're playing at Cowboys.
I feel like they've turned into the Raiders.
If I'm going to be honest, yeah.
They're the team that just get
They just make everything hard to... Every game has to be hard against Newcastle, except when we played them this year.
Built on them.
But I'm going to say one thing. It's just... I don't know why. Don't ask me why. It's just...
Newcastle.
It's just Newcastle, man. Every day they're fighting for survival there, bro. Every day they're fighting for survival there, man. And I'm sure Townsville's bad, but... Man, they call it, it's Townsville. It's look at the name of it, bro. You just know it's going to be a shit place. Townsville.
This guy's going to get us
It's like Shelbyville, bro. All right. What's better, Springfield or Shelbyville? That's a nuclear missile they're going to bomb. Nuclear missile incoming, bro. But Newcastle, you sound that, you think of that, bro, what a mad place. Newcastle, you go there and it's a shithole. For every day fighting for their life, bro. All right. I believe in toughness when it comes to NRL finals, bro. And I just think Newcastle are a tougher team. And as a man that loves toughness, I'm going to pick the tougher team.
That's fair. That's fair, bro.
All right, boys. Well, that's that. That's our predictions on the final series.
Come on, Newcastle. I think that's the... Man, I just want to say one thing. Out of all the games, that one has the highest chance of an upset.
Mm-hmm. I still don't think so. I think it's
the... I just have a feeling, man.
But that's actually more of an upset because it's Newcastle that just got into the eight.
Yeah.
I just got to die on that hill, bro.
I will die on it.
You got to put up a number on it.
20 to 10.
Newcastle.
20 to 10 Newcastle.
I'm going to go 16 to 10. And I'm going to go for Dan, bro. I'm going to go for Newcastle.
18-16. Saifidi to score.
Charge of the week. There's only one I could think of, right?
There's only one, bro.
There's only one, right? We're all going to agree. Corey Horsburgh.
The big red machine.
It's the big red. I don't know if we're trying to do him a song or something. But I really needed him in Billmore. But now he's staying at Canberra. And I'm very upset about that. But yeah, my charge of the week was just him kicking to himself because winning the game against those fraud dragons.
And what? Ending the dragon season.
Ending the dragon season, you absolute frauds, right? These are frauds. Anyone wants to have a conversation, have a conversation. But that's our charge of the week. Is yours the same?
Same, bro.
All right, boys. Shout out to Chad. Let's move on. Listen, Spoonball Shithousery, right?
What the?
Boys, did you attend this game?
Me and Winston attended this game.
Full kit wanker.
Full kit wankers, absolutely, bro.
You got to respect the hustle of these guys. Full kit wanker. At a game that's got nothing to do with them.
So I was late. So I said to Winston, I was like, the game started at 6. I'm like, oh, let's get there at 4:30, do content. It'll be great. So there's a lot of traffic for me to get home. So I'm like, all right, 5 o'clock. I get home. My maps say 5:10. I get to Campbelltown, 6:10. I'm off my face. I was having a mental breakdown in the car. People would have seen called mental health services. I was on the Hume Highway going 20 kilometers an hour. Ah. I was yinning, bro. And
I was yinning, bro. My guy, he was yinning, bro.
No, I was pissed off, bro. And Winston, all he does is like, oh, you showed up on time. And I'm like, brush.
You're here early.
Winston, you're just on time.
Well, I was watching the game, and me and him, we're just going back and forth, and it's the shittest game of football I've ever watched in my life.
Tigers is getting built.
And he missed all of the Tigers' tries for sure. shout out to Lockie Galvin. He was the only one out there trying, bro. Why are they confiscating spoons?
They
confiscated my spoons, bro.
You bunch of pansies, bro. Straight out. What a that's an L, bro. Whoever thought of that?
They literally
L
had people.
Secchi, bro.
They had Secchis going through the crowd picking up wooden spoons. Yeah, not even at the entrance.
I know.
It was, bro.
What a joke, bro. What are they going to do? They're going to be a spoon fight?
I think they're more wooden worried spoons, that people would just throw them on the
wooden,
field.
Wooden spoons are not a weapon, bro. Only when you're a kid. Listen, my mum used to hit me on the thing with a wooden spoon. She tried that when I was like 13, bro. I felt like I was the Terminator. I felt like the Zohan. No. I feel no pain. Alright, once a wooden spoon didn't work, I felt like a boss, bro. And then she cracked out the belt.
When it's the belt or the open palm fist, that's when it got dangerous.
Once I caught the belt, bro, I felt like Paul Crewe in The Longest Yard when he caught the baton, bro, the police baton from Captain Canella. Yeah, and then the brick. And the BB gun.
For me, it was like, I caught the belt, and it was like a slight feeling of like, oh my God, I did it.
I'm a beast.
And then like 2 seconds later, it's just the belt comes back and the hand comes across and... You know, you're done for.
So Parramatta officially ruined our season because I was very looking forward to
them. No, ruined our season. They prevented us from having the best season ever.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. See, Fred, this is why I love you and this is why you love me. You got my back.
You're not good with words, bro.
No, I'm not at all. This is what happens when you get
old. He's not a wordsmith.
This is what happens when you get to 40 and 41 and 42, you know what I mean? No, but
47.
Listen, I don't know what the hell happened to the Tigers, bro, but Tigers are getting apparently getting Montoya. They got Royce Hunt.
They're looking good, right? Freddie, I want to speak about something before, because I've got to leave. I want to speak to you about something, yeah. Right? And this is the topic that's going to be trending. Should have spoken about it at the beginning. Josh Adakar, someone who we dearly love and we look up to, and someone who we respect a lot, someone who follows the page, and someone who's helped us grow, honestly, as a page, as a podcast. Even when I seen him before we started this, such a nice guy, humble guy. But just the news that's coming out now with a lot of about an incident that his drug test failed. Listen, my opinion is, I said this when Letchell did it, bro. This is such a common thing in NRL, right? And I'm not saying Fox is doing this. We're hearing a lot of things from Gus Gould saying that it's a false test. The results weren't positive. So I don't know what to believe. And of course, I'm going to defend Josh Adakar. Number one, he's a Bulldogs player. Number two, he's someone that helped us grow. And number three, if you're going to start talking about everyone trying this substance, then you're going to be... If you're going to speak about people trying this substance in the NRL, it's pretty much everyone. Like, let's be real. And if you're honest with yourself, if you've been out in the scene and you know you've seen a rugby league player, or you've seen, or you've celebrated with... A lot of my friends have celebrated Roosters Grand Finals. A lot of my friends have celebrated, like, people that actually played... You just know in NRL, it's a common theme. Wallah, it's so normal. And it shouldn't be. I hate it. I really don't like it. And I just, on behalf of Fox, I hope Fox is all right. I hope his family is all right.
Listen, man, I'm going to... I'll say two things.
And I hope that, if it's what Gus is saying is true... Sorry, before you go. What Gus is saying is true, I hope that the media cop this. Because they're just quick to make a story out of it and target, especially that community. We had Latrell, we had Cobbo, we have things happening all the time with this community, and it's just so, bro.
Yeah, sorry, I spoke over you.
No, you're all good, bro. Go on.
I got a story for you, bro. But one thing I will say, I actually reckon Gus is right, because hearing the guy on the Daily Telegraph or Sydney Morning Herald, whatever the guy was, explain it, he said he was tested like 2-3 times and one of them was positive. Now, bro, you know me, I'm as clean as a whistle, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't do no drugs. I don't even really drink, bro.
Alhamdulillah.
I don't even drink. It's not even a religious thing. I'm just not much of a drinker, because I have to drink 15 beers to actually have fun, you know?
It just costs more, so I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm a fat guy, bro, but yeah. I feel super fat when I go to Magic Round and have 7 beers and I feel like I'm 10 kilos heavier.
Finished, yep.
All right, if I drink, it's a C&C or a rum and coke, you know what I mean? And it's only on holidays where I drink. Long story short, I've got done for alcohol, drink driving, not done, but the first thing they blow, I'm on my P's, bro. All right? I don't know what the hell, it's happened 2 times. I got a false positive drug test, all right, and I got done for alcohol, having a blood alcohol level above 0. You know what, I didn't even drink nothing. I came back from a birthday party. You know what I had? Too much tiramisu. and the cops were laughing, but I got the first test was 0.006 or 0.005, yeah? Nothing, but it's more than 0. And they took me into the thing, and the guys, and I blew like 0.000, like...
Again.
One, oh. and he's like, so it's more than 0, but the cop let me off because I'm like so confused, and he's like, did you eat cake? And I'm like, yeah, I had a lot of cake, because my mate's mom just kept giving me cake, and I'm like, what am I going to say no? And that's what made me blow over, you know what I mean? But if the first, and now I got a false positive drug test, I don't do nothing. But sometimes the tests are faulty, whatever, I don't know.
Human error, bro. Shit happens. Not even human error, just shit.
But
happens.
They take you into the thing and they do another drug test. Or they take you back to the station and they do another drug test. And then those ones are the definitive ones. I'm just saying, Gus is saying it's false and it's not positive. And it was, he's driving home after captain's run. You know what I mean? Like what? You know what I mean? Like it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But look. Yeah, it just does. It seems fishy. And as someone that has had a false positive drug test and has watched a ton of RBT, all right, Rami was under, bro. Rami blew 0.
Rami was tired.
There was nothing. He was just tired.
Rami has passed the drug test.
Rami has passed the drug test.
Rami
bro.
Is the drug test.
Rami invented drug test, bro. All right. Listen, man, if Rami can pass.
That guy could get into the White House if he wanted to, bro. Yeah, if you pass that drug test.
Rami passed, but anyways, look, what a false positive test. Ended up being 0. Like, mm-hmm. They're like, on your way home. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you can test positive for the first one Anyway, and test positive for the test negative on the second one, the lab one. You know what I mean? The lab one is what matters. And the fact, and my point is, he's saying one of the tests was positive. The first test could have been positive, and the lab one could have been negative, and this story is nothing. But this manuk has run the story.
Yeah, so this story now is causing outrage. And, of course. And dude, of course. After the Bulldogs, 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years. NRL Bulldogs haven't been in the finals, right? Loud fans. A lot of people targeting our fans, bro. Like we were saying in the interview we had before. Our fans, our people are saying, oh, you got humbled because you celebrated, right? Loud fans. I'm not saying they're targeting us like this, but it sort of looks a bit fishy. We haven't played finals in 8 years. Our biggest role model, right, a player that we brought to the club to be the face of our team and to bring the spirits and vibes up, is getting given an unfair thing. You can't say it's not fair. They don't know what the truth is, and this story is getting blown out of proportion. Yeah. I just hope, I hope they're not right. I hope it's wrong.
Because
I hope Fox goes out there and absolutely demolishes this whatever company or whatever newspaper outlet rubbish that just wants to spread false information, right? And if they're right, they're right, whatever. But if they're wrong, it's a shit go, bro, because you can't keep targeting that community and you can't keep targeting our club. It's enough.
It
just puts a bad sort of mental morale on the team as well.
Yeah, we're playing finals in 8 years, bro. We're so excited. And then you're going to fucking make it a week about a drug test that was failed.
It was positive and negative. Listen, man, they're not listening, bro. The boys are not listening.
They're not. They're locked in,
bro. And I hope Josh plays. But listen, man, if it is true, then it's, again, it's been a really rough 4, 5, 6 weeks for the Indigenous community, in my opinion, if it is true, with everything that happened with Latrell Mitchell, everything, all the noise about Solon Cobo, I feel so bad for them, bro. And I really hope that it's not true, and I really hope that they can, you know, as a community, help turn things around.
They're a big part of our story,
these
bro.
Guys are the role models, bro. Listen, man, I've grown up around Redfern my whole life. My grandparents, they still live there, bro.
I've been there, and that's a fact. That's a fact.
Listen, yeah, he's been there, all right? My tata and shit will love this guy. But, man, at the end of the day, I used to run around in Redfern Oval like it was my house, you know what I mean? And every one of these kids, all they would do is look up to guys like GI, bro. And I know all of the new generation is looking up to these guys, and I just hope that, again, it's not another one of their role models that is making a fool out of himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I hope it's not true, because you know how much we all love Adam Carter. And in my opinion,
I love Fox,
and
bro.
I'm very worried that if it is true, I don't think he'll be a Bulldogs player for much longer, because I know that Gus and Serraldo, the way they are, would have pretty much a zero tolerance. And hearing how Gus was speaking about Latrell Mitchell's situation, I'm interested to see how he handles this one, and I'm worried it could mean the end of Josh at the Dogs if it is true.
But that'll be a sad day for all of us, because we love Fox. We think he suits the club. Came out a couple of weeks ago saying how much he loves the club and he wants to
I want him to stay,
basically,
bro.
Like, retire there.
Yeah, I want him to stay, man.
I want him to stay there, and just someone that I really like. I enjoy him for our team, and I enjoy him as a supporter for us, bro.
Well, and I hope it's all BS. It is, bro. And then it will just make these news outlets so much less...
wrong.
So much less believable, bro. You know what I mean? And it's like, imagine reporting... Like, if it is wrong, imagine reporting something that wasn't... That you didn't even fact check, bro.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Look, I don't think Gus would put that tweet out if it wasn't legit. So, shout out, Gus. Shout out, Adokar. Please,
keep your head up.
Be all right.
Hope he's all right.
I want Josh Adokar to run out. If it is false and he does play on Sunday, I want him to run out, and I want him to visualize an attack, a news reporter's head on every one of those manly players.
You can do it.
Visualizing an attack.
Boys, anything you want to speak about? Fred, I want to hear you say Marky Mark's name, please.
Mark.
Look at the camera. Don't look
Marky
at me.
Mark. Nawonga Nita Wase, bro.
Bro, nailed it.
You want to know why I nailed it?
Nase?
Nawonga Nita Wase.
One sec, one of his, bro.
No, shush.
I can say it. Nawonga Nita Wase. You did say it.
But the man himself taught me how to say it. Who? So, Mark Nawonga Nita Wase.
He taught you?
Yeah.
What, where?
When I put the video out saying I need help, shout out to one of the boys, I'm not going to name him by name, said, I'm literally with Mark now, he's cracking up. And then he sent a voice message
That's hectic.
Telling me how to say it. And then I practice off of that. So it's Nawong You know, like Sisa Wong.
Yeah, Nawong.
Nawong.
Yeah.
Anita.
Anita. Wase.
Wase.
Wase,
yeah.
Nawong, Anita, Wase.
There you go.
Yes, let's go. I love it. Boys, you want to speak about anything else before we head off?
I don't think there's...
I'm going to be at the game on Sunday.
Did you get tickets? Where are you sitting?
I got to get tickets tonight, but ooh, I'm still... There's so many, bro. It's not going to sell out, bro.
80,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked at tickets before.
If you're buying in bulk, then it's hard. If you're buying a single ticket,
and all, yeah, and I'm gonna buy a few. Hopefully, I don't know if it's gonna be behind the goalpost or gold. I don't know yet. But
also,
I
public hate tickets
behind the goalpost. But that's where the Bulldogs fan zone is, and I'm like, well, I want to sit in the Bulldogs fan zone.
Buy the kennel, bro. Buy the kennel. On
the kennel is behind. There's no kennel.
It says it in the thing. 103.
The kennel is this big.
Yeah, you'll get one ticket in there. You'll be with Winston and everyone.
No, Winston's sitting in the fan zone behind the goalpost. But I don't want to sit behind the goalpost. Because Accord's the worst stadium in the world, sit behind the goalpost. So yeah. I sort of want to get center field.
I actually do want to talk about something. Just the pricing that the NRL has put on some of these tickets. I've had a lot of people complain about the pricing. Man, I've been sitting in the same seat all season. You know, this is a membership for a normal person that would cost maybe $200.
Are you talking about the Penrith?
This is for the Penrith game in particular, but I've heard complaints all around. But why are we charging $85 for one of these games? Like, and this is one of the seats that I've been sitting in. You know, it's not.
Are you?
It's not the gold in the middle at the 50-meter line. It's about 10-meter line in the try line area. Yeah, but $85 for an adult. That is ridiculous. They go up to 110 if you're going into the middle.
Well, is it going to sell out?
It's going to sell out, yeah.
Then you answered your question. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
But
why wouldn't they?
I know.
And it's because your stadium especially seats like, what, 18,000?
21,000. 21,000.
At the end of the day, man, like the supply, demand's gonna make demand is high, supply is gonna make the demand.
I understand that, but for someone like me, I've been going to all the games this season. That, like, you know, the money isn't an issue for me, but this, like, for families, bro, right. Like,
yeah, look, the Bulldogs,
NRL doesn't care about families, the NRL cares about cha-ching, give me money.
Look, just my take before I leave, but the Bulldogs game, I bought a family ticket because I'm taking, you know, some family members with me. I think it was 174, bro, for four people. And I'm sitting, I got good seats. I didn't get shit seats. Not the halfway line, like exactly what you said, a bit further down, 103. So,
yeah. But, well, I want to get halfway line somewhere. As soon as I get home, I'm going to try and get some.
Yeah, but man, look, I think it's if there
is. It's 95 a ticket, but I'm probably still going to get a family.
Yeah. I just think it's a bit of a
rule. We don't want to complain about anything. Let's enjoy it. I love you all. When the footy season is over, inshallah, we're going to do some. I want to do some YouTube NRL content, right? I want to get into that sort of world where we can just make some good clips up, 10, 15-minute videos where we just answer some questions and Fred can hit up his nostalgia section in his brain and let out all the things that he's got in his brain rugby league.
I got one more thing. If the Dogs do lose, yes, I will sing a meow, 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 meow for my own team.
Give it to him for the trailer quickly.
Love no. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Shut up!
We're doing an outro. Meow, we're doing an outro. Meow. This is gonna fade to black.
Meow, 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 meow. Fuck dragons, you bunch of useless frauds. Dogs.
Chokers, absolute chokers.
Zach Lomax was crying tears of joy. He finally left his mid-ass team.
To go to another mid-ass team.
And then he was a flog to Julian Ali, you mean person.
What, was being rude to Julian Ali?
He didn't take a photo with him, bro.
He didn't take a photo with him.
I reckon I think it was because he was being petty about...
Him leaving.
Julian, I love you, brother.
We love you, Julian,
love
bro.
Love you, Julian. Flexi, I love you. Freddie, I love you.
I tolerate you. I tolerate you, Liam Martin. Fuck, you look like Liam Martin, bro.
Look his fresh fade, bro. Look at the fresh fade on him, bro. Tell him, I'm Jinny.
I'm Jinny.